not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Well, the Republican National Committee is undergoing some changes, which is something that many conservatives have been calling for so long, mostly thanks to Donald Trump. RNC Chair Ronald McDaniel is stepping down, and Trump is recommending that North Carolina's GOP chairman take the helm with a few others to serve alongside him. One of those is Trump's own daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, who just this week announced her candidacy for co-chair, and she joins us live now. Lara, welcome.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be with you, Chamaine. Thanks for having me.
So I have to ask you, what makes you want to go into the lion's den?
Well, let me be clear. Nobody wants to have to deal with this fight. Nobody wants to have to deal with what's going on in this country, but we have to. I mean, I think that's the bottom line. The reason that I chose to run for co-chair of the RNC is because we've got to win in November, and we can leave nothing to chance. This is a must-win election. And I think people look around this country, and it's not just the same as it's been every 4 years. Oh, we say this is the most important election. People feel right now, like if we do not vote the right way come November 5th of this year, we will not have the same country, Chamaine, on the other side of it. And I think that it has become very real to so many people. This is the way I feel I can best contribute, and I can best join that fight alongside my father-in-law and the millions and millions of patriots all across this country who want to take their country back. So look, I don't think it'll be an easy road. I think there's a lot of work to do. There's a lot that we need to do between now and Election Day, but I'm up for the challenge, and I have the backing, of course, of my father-in-law, as I think you just mentioned, as I got his endorsement about 2 weeks ago to be the co-chair of the RNC. And so if I am voted in this coming week, there is a vote of the committee members, it will be my honor. And I can assure you there will be no time wasted. There will be no money wasted. We're going to do everything possible to win in November.
Well, we want this. I'm so glad that you're stepping out. You're really an Esther, being bold and brave. I end this show with Esther 414. Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. And we need people like you, women like you, especially to step up and take this challenge. But we know that there's been a lot of corruption in government. What do you think is going to change, or how can you change things?
Well, look, as far as I'm concerned, this is about ensuring that we have the most precise and lethal, I've said a couple of times, Election Day operation that we've ever seen in America's political history. I think as Republicans, as conservatives, oftentimes we want to play the game the way that we think it should be played. But the reality is we're not in a space like that right now. It would be great if we had voter ID all across this country, if we had one day of voting, if we had paper ballots everywhere. But that is not the reality we're in right now. We have to play the cards that we are dealt. And right now, you see so many states across the country have, Election Day stretches for months in some cases. So we have to change our approach to things. We have to ensure that we're encouraging people to early vote. And then once you get your vote banked, go bring people every single day from then on to Election Day to bank their votes as well, because we cannot go into Election Day with a deficit. You know, that's something that we have failed to do time and time again on the Republican side of the aisle. We've got to fight fire with dynamite. We can't just play checkers while they're playing chess. And so whether it's early voting, whether it's legal ballot harvesting, whether it's voter registration, whether it's Election Day operations, and I mean poll watchers who are trained, who can physically pick up a ballot and count the ballots going in and the ballots coming out, These are must-do things as we head towards November 5th. And I think that these are things that are going to be vital for us to win. And then once we reelect Donald Trump, then once we take back the Senate and expand our lead in the House, then maybe we make that change. Maybe we have one day of voting. Maybe we change it to paper ballots. Right now, we have to fight this fight with what we have available. And that's the plan as we head towards November.
So there's big talk about President Trump's pick for VP. Do you know anything that we don't know or that you can share, put it that way?
Should we break some news here today? I think he's been pretty clear that he always understands the task at hand. And I think that, you know, Mike Pence was a great pick for him in 2016 because he really understood he had to be a bit of a balance to Donald Trump. I mean, this was a man who was obviously new to politics, my father-in-law. You have Mike Pence, who had been involved in politics for a long time. You had a great balance with those two men. And I think they really made people feel comfortable to go vote for him on election day. And they felt great, you know, about these two men guiding this country while, you know, my father-in-law was in the White House. I think at this point in time, my father-in-law has said, you need to make sure that the person you're choosing as a running mate is someone who is ready to step up and carry the Make America Great Again, America First mantle on into the future. Because I think oftentimes people will look at a vice president for potential presidential material down the line. Obviously, this is the person. Should something happen and the president not be able to lead the country, this is the person who steps up to take that spot. Man, what a bad place we're in right now with our current vice president, how scary that is. And so I think he said this is someone who aligns with his view of and vision for the country, who has that America First policy in mind with everything that he or she does. I won't break any news here today, but I do know he has a very small group of people from whom he is choosing. And I will tell you, every single one of these people indeed has those characteristics, can and would step up to the plate to be president. And I think looks like the future of this country.
Well, I figured you wouldn't be able to share anything yet. Please let us know when you can.
But you got to try.
Yeah, I got to try. I had to ask. So back to politics and corruption, we know that this justice system is weaponized and they're coming after your father-in-law. And God bless him. He's got to stay strong and healthy. I want to talk to you about health in just a minute. But how do we really defeat this criminality? It's just why they're not even hiding it anymore.
Yeah, it's so brazen. It's just they're out front with it. They don't even care who knows, Shemaine, what they're doing. And it's very frightening because these are not, you know, things you would ever imagine you'd see in the United States of America. And yet here we are in 2024. These are communist tactics. These are things that happen in communist countries. And I'll tell you, it is all the more reason that we need to focus on winning this election, because if these folks are successful, if you can successfully weaponize systems that are put in place to protect us as citizens against political opponents, then we're no better off than Cuba, USSR, Venezuela, and we will not have the same country on the other side of this. You know, you talk about being made for such a time as this. I feel like my father-in-law truly is. I don't know any other human, quite frankly, who would still be in this fight except for him, who could have gone through the 4 years in the White House and been so successful and accomplished so much with all that he had against him. You have to think back to obviously the impeachments, the way the media fought against him. He had all of the Democrats and some of the Republicans, of course, fighting against him while he was actually president. And now you look at what they're doing to him. It is insane. It is terrifying to people, because people look at my father-in-law and they say, wow, if they're able to do this to a guy who can't afford the best lawyers, can't afford a defense for himself, and yet they still are attacking him in this way, what chance do we have? What chance does the regular person out there, the average American, have if this is what they're willing to do to a guy like Donald Trump? They cannot win. He is standing strong. He is holding the line, I believe, for all of us in this country. And if they thought for a second that he would say, oh, it's too much, I can't take this, this isn't fair, they're trying to dissolve my life's work, they're trying to attack my family, I can tell you, we are all in this fight together. He is not backing down. None of us are backing down. This is a must-win fight. And I can tell you, I've never seen him more focused on anything than he is right now.
I love that. And it's what he said before. They're coming after us, and he's just right in the way. So we do have to be strong. Now, I'm going to switch topics a little bit. I've spent some time with your brother-in-law, with Don Jr., at some hunting expos and things like that. We've served on a board together, Hunter Nation. I got to ask you, do you hunt or have any desire to?
You know what? It's not really my thing. I tried hunting before. My husband is a big marksman and an outdoorsman, just like my brother-in-law, Don, as you mentioned. But you know what? I leave that to them. I give a lot of credit, though, to, you know, our hunters in this country, because they're some of the greatest conservationists America has. And I think there's always a misconstrued notion of that. I do a lot with animal rescue and animal charities. And I can tell you, people are always asking me, well, how do you mix the two things? It's because when you actually understand the role that hunters serve in this country, we're so fortunate to actually have them. And when you really break it down and you understand what's going on, you understand that without hunters, you would have deer starving all across America. You would really wouldn't have the great national parks and those sorts of things like we have in this country. We're so fortunate to have. So I reap the benefits, I'll say that, of all the hunters out there. But I myself am not generally one.
Well, if you ever want to learn archery, I know Don can show you, but we'd be happy to have you come over, because I kind of learned backwards. Uh-oh. I didn't do any gun. I started with archery, with bow hunting, and I stuck with it. So I'd love to have you come on a hunt with me sometime. But next, thing I have to ask you before we leave is, you are a beast in the gym. I've seen you on Instagram, and girl, you are strong. So I've been teaching group fitness classes since 1980. What is your favorite thing to do, your favorite workout? Do you have a go-to workout you do all the time? And how many times a week do you exercise?
Yeah, you know what? I like to keep it kind of mixed up. It's one of the funniest things is that I saw all these people doing CrossFit, and I said, I'm going to stay away from that because those people seem like they're in a cult. I don't want anything to do with that. And then Shemaine, one of my friends, kind of tricked me one time, and I went to a CrossFit class and I absolutely loved it. So I try to do that, you know, once or twice a week. I compete in triathlons regularly, so I'm always doing like a version of swim, bike, run, one of those things. You know, I like to go in the gym sometimes and just lift weights because I think it's so good for your body. It's a great way to let off steam. But quite frankly, any way you get out and move and do something that makes you feel good, I am all about doing that. And it's amazing because both Eric and I are regular gym goers, and we exercise, and we're always outdoors and doing so much physical activity. And I can see how it's translated to our kids that they don't want to be inside, thank goodness, watching a screen of some variety. They always want to go out on a bike ride, go kick the soccer ball around, throw the football around. And I absolutely love that because I feel like the next generation and even the current youth in America is really lacking that. So I always tell parents out there, kids learn best from watching what you do. And I can tell you with my own kids, I'm very proud to see that it's rubbed off on them.
Well, I know it has probably been a difficult decision for you to get into the political realm and atmosphere. Are there any higher aspirations, or do you think you're going to stick with this?
Yeah, well, they make it so nice for all of us. The world of politics just makes all of the Trumps want to get involved more. Look, it's funny because had you asked me a question like that 8 years ago, before my father-in-law came down the escalator, before we all experienced so much of what we have over, you know, a relatively short amount of time, I would have said, no, not really. But it's incredible because the difference that I can see one man making in the lives of so many is very powerful. When you know, I say that I really believe my father-in-law is the way to say not just this country, but the world. I truly mean that. I truly believe that. And to know that you can be a positive force out there, it is a really incredible thing. So if there was ever an opportunity in the future where I thought that I could be a force for good and positive in people's lives, I would never say never. Right now, of course, we're focused on one election. It is November 5th of this year, reelecting Donald J. Trump to be the 47th president of the United States. We have a lot of work to do. We need to win the down ballot races. races as well. But we're focused on that one Trump for right now, we'll say.
And I'm so glad, and so many of us are praying for you and your family. So stay healthy, stay safe, and God bless you. Laura, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. You know, this show is all about faith and freedom, but it's not just freedom of big government, but freedom to be healthy. And if you haven't already known about it, maybe you can check into 3D printed beef or lab grown meat. Yuck. You need to take care of your health. And here's where you can get the same beef that Ted and I get every month delivered right to our door. It's clean, grass-fed beef. You can go to switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. That's switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. It's all American beef. We've got to start supporting American companies. No more buying from China. If you want to make a difference in this world, in this country, you can by supporting other patriots, and you can make America great again. Support USA. It's the never ever label. There's no mRNA, no pesticides, no hormones. And here's how it works. You're going to go to switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. You fill out a little bit of information, and then someone from my team is going to give you a phone call back, and they're going to help you place your order. I did the same thing. It takes a couple minutes, like 5 minutes at the most, but they'll call you back, help you place your order. And it's a group of patriots that care about this country, and they want to be healthy. It's amazing beef delivered right to your door, like Ted and I use. Go to switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. You'll thank me later, I promise. So it's no secret that I really care about dogs. My pets, our dogs are, Ted and I like to say, we have a very unhealthy attachment to our dogs, Sadie, Coco, and Happy. And I'm going to play a clip at the end of this whole show. I do every week about funny pet videos, because I think that pets have the opportunity to buoy our souls, buoy our spirits. And there's another gentleman who is making a difference in saving pets at the border. You might not know this, but if you think about it, we have millions of people coming across the border. But did you know that they're actually abandoning their pets, their dogs, and they're starving to death, and they're being mistreated in the middle of this border crisis? But this is one man who's doing something about it, and he joins us live coming up right now. I'm so happy to have you in studio with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So tell us about what is going on at the border that most people don't even know about.
Yeah, so obviously everyone knows about all the people that are crossing, the millions and millions of people that are crossing into our country illegally. But with those millions of people come lots of trash and lots of animals, cats and dogs alike. So I first noticed that there was a serious abandoned dog problem, stray dog problem, and cat problem down there on the southern border through my cleanups. I do a cleanup on 9/11 every year, and we pick a different border town. And for 3 days on 9/9, 9/10, and 9/11, we pick up trash along the Rio Grande. We've done them in Brownsville, Del Rio, and Eagle Pass. So I have a pretty good understanding of the Rio Grande Valley and of the border regions in those areas, because I've spent quite a bit of time in those areas over the last couple of years. And one thing that I noticed besides all the trash is that there are just so many dogs, so many cats. But really, the dog problem is out of control. And what's happening is a lot of the people that are crossing into our country, they are bringing these pets with them, these dogs with them, for protection. So as you see on some of the videos, you see a lot of bigger dogs, a lot of shepherds, a lot of Great Pyrenees and St. Bernards and mixed dogs of those kinds of dogs. You see a lot of those on the border. The problem is when they cross the Rio Grande with these animals, they're not allowed to bring the dogs into Border Patrol facilities. So they have to let the dog go. And a lot of the dogs aren't spayed or neutered. So what winds up happening is they start reproducing and having litters over and over again. And then, One dog has 30 dogs, and now you have that 30 dogs have 3,000 dogs. So it's a real problem down there.
So you're the CEO of Blue Line Moving and a retired U.S. Army veteran. You're continuing. Thank you so much for your service. We all appreciate that. Saying thank you doesn't seem like enough, but you're continuing to serve this country by helping us patrol the border and helping clean up. And what else are you doing? What can we do to help these dogs? And what are you actually doing for these dogs?
So I partnered with a great partner called Big Dog Ranch Rescue. They're the largest no-kill, no-cage animal rescue in the United States. They're based here out of Palm Beach County in Loxahatchee Groves. So I've partnered with them, and they make the trip, bring a big bus that they have and lots of help, and they rescued these dogs with me down on the southern border. And then they bring them back to Palm Beach County, where they rehabilitate the dogs. A lot of the dogs are in very poor conditions. They're starving. Almost all of them are starving. They have fleas and ticks and heartworm and parvo, and just a lot of them have machete wounds and gunshot wounds. And we found a dog that someone threw a boiling pot of oil on this dog. So these dogs are in really horrible conditions, and Big Dog Ranch Rescue steps up and rescues these dogs and rehabilitates them and then puts them up for adoption. And if you'd like to, you know, find out more about Big Dog Ranch, please go to their website at bdrr.org. You can donate there. You can look at some of the dogs, you know, that we've, that, you know, that they've taken in from all of our border rescues. We've done three so far. They're just a great organization, and that's really how you can help with the, you know, the dog population down there. My cleanups, you can go to bordercleanup.com. And that's where you can donate to my nonprofit, which is called We Fund the Blue. You know, when I do the cleanups, I also raise money and donate it to the local police department. So we've donated $35,000 over the last 3 years to three different police departments so they can buy equipment, because a lot of these police departments are overmatched. They're overrun down on the border. They need new equipment. And we try to supply a little bit of money to try and help them out with that. So that's what it's all about, you know, selfless service. If you'd like to join me, you know, please reach out to me. Go to info@bluelinemoving.net, and you can join me on these cleanups too.
Now, is it once a month, you said, or just once a year that you go down to the border?
So I do a cleanup every year on September 11th in remembrance of 9/11. And then I do border rescue or dog rescues along the border. We did two in the last 40 days so far. So we kind of are trying to do as many as we can. You know, the thing with the border rescues is you can get in and out pretty quickly. You know, we get the bus there and then we fly in and we know where we're going, where the dogs are, just because people are calling in, reporting in and checking in on saying, hey, there's dogs all over the place in this city. Could you please help us? And you know, Big Dog Ranch is just awesome in that manner, is they're always ready to go rescue dogs. And they, you know, anytime I'm like, hey, let's go to the border, they answer the call. So really first class organization. And, you know, so dog rescue is going to continue throughout the rest of the year. But we try to respond to any kind of emergency. You know, we delivered the water to East Palestine for President Trump when we went up there. I just feel like if I have the manpower and the trucks and I can help, I try to help. And that's what we try to do with my company.
Well, God bless you for doing that. I'm not saying that this is going to happen, but if somebody were to be living in Texas and they wanted to adopt a dog, do you think the Big Dog Ranch Rescue will ship the dog, or how would that work?
So they partnered with another animal rescue out of Fort Worth called Saving Hope Animal Rescue. So Big Dog has partnered with them so they can kind of bring Big Dog services to Texas, because there's such a need that we've seen, you know, through all these dog rescues down here, that it's just overwhelming amounts of dogs. You know, we've been calling on, you know, Governor Abbott to activate the veterinary corps of the National Guard to do a mass sterilization, a mass vaccination. It's that bad. And trust me, I do not want government involved in anything. But this is just something that's so out of control that this is like actually what we pay taxes for. And they should step up and activate these soldiers to do a mass sterilization, because it is really a public health crisis. You have packs of dogs running all over the streets of these border towns and places like Colony Ridge. You know, people are telling me I'm scared to, you know, go for a run or walk my own dog, you know, take my kids for a walk, because I might get attacked by a dog. It's that serious. I mean, there's that many dogs. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I've served in the Army. I mean, the next place would be Iraq for abandoned dogs. That would be like comparison. And there are just thousands of dogs over there.
Just great.
But it's that bad.
And so many other people help. Where can people find you? I got about 30 seconds.
I'm usually on Instagram. You can find me at John J. Rourke or Blue Line Moving. Search either of those Instagrams. That's where I mostly am. And on Twitter, I'm Blue Line Moving One. So look on there. All my videos from all my rescues and cleanups and all of it's posted there. And it is some very, very outrageous video that you will see that I've taken personally from the southern border.
Well, everybody watching, please donate to these organizations. John Rourke, thank you so much for joining me. God bless you. Stay safe.
Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Don't go away. We've got a lot more to come up.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. You know, a lot of people ask me, what is the healthiest thing that I do every single day? And I want to take you on this journey that I've been on. I have been taking Field of Greens for about a year now, and it's so easy. I just put one scoop of Field of Greens in my water bottle and sip it. And here's the best part. Even though it's healthy for you, it tastes great. And it has completely improved my life. It's nutrition the way that God intended. And here's the most important thing, is that I have more energy throughout the day. I sleep better. I feel better. Who doesn't want to have those things? A lot of people are saying they do too. And one scoop of Field of Greens is just so much different than any other fruits and greens that you might be taking. So please try Field of Greens. Go to fieldofgreens.com and use the code FREEDOM to get a discount. Now, if you don't like it for any reason at all, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. I get you 15% off your first order and free rush shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code FREEDOM for a discount. You know, Biden finally made it to East Palestine, Ohio, a year since a train full of toxic waste derailed in the town. And so many people have been sick and dealing with unbelievable financial struggles in the aftermath of the train disaster. And take a look at what the president had to say.
I want them to understand that we're not going home no matter what till this job is done. And it's not done yet. There's a lot more to do. Well, the vast majority has been done. But we're going to stay to the very end. Every need is met.
More than a year after the derailment and toxic burn, President Biden came to East Palestine, met with first responders and a few residents. We sat down with them after and asked if their concerns were met.
We don't have our needs met yet, just based off of one presidential visit, but we are moving forward together. And I think that's a really important thing to recognize after today's visit.
Dr. Chai is a chiropractic doctor in East Palestine, Ohio, and has been helping out his town personally by checking the waterways for contaminants after the train spilled hundreds of thousands of gallons of toxic chemicals into the town's soil and water. And after seeing the EPA and the government completely mishandling this crisis, Dr. Chai has decided to run for state Congress in Ohio. He's here now and joins us. Dr. Chai, welcome.
Shemaine, thanks for having me. So it's a real honor. And I will say, your husband, who's my first concert when I was 15 years old in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So it's a real honor. So go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. I just have to say, I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard that, because it seems to be a very common thing, except for when I was growing up, I didn't listen to rock and roll music. Can you believe that?
I can believe it. Yeah. Can you believe I used to be a Democrat? About 20 years ago.
But this is good, because you know how that side has played things. And I had to smirk when President Biden finally decided to come to East Palestine. And are his words too little, too late?
So his actions are too little, too late. It's been a year, and he's only coming because he's caught between a rock and a hard place. He has a senator that is probably going to lose the race that he has to campaign for. So it's an election year, and that's the only reason he did it. The only thing, we've never gotten one penny or one single bottle of water from the federal government. And the only thing he's giving us is to some grants for universities and scientists to study the residents here. If you do not remove the poison from the land, you remove the people from the poison. So, and the last year, I've been documenting the waterways here. I put my military gear on and I go in. Just the other day, I took the media down to the creek 2 miles south of the derailment in the park where the children play. And I didn't even do a shovel full. I just hit the tip of my shovel into the ground and chemicals leach into the water. So it's we've been lied to by local, state, federal government, the EPA, the CDC. It wasn't just me showing the chemicals and documenting that all year. People credit me for having the EPA having to extend its map of contamination. I also defied the CDC. The CDC came in and dissuaded doctors, discouraged them, if you can believe it or not, for testing people for the chemicals from the that were on the train. And this is one of America's, or the worst chemical disaster from a train derailment in U.S. history. And doctors were discouraged from testing people for chemicals. So I defied their guidelines. I routinely tested people in East Palestine. They came up with high levels of benzene, which is carcinogenic in their bodies, and vinyl chloride metabolites. Many of those people got very sick. There's a man who his entire family tested positive for benzene and vinyl chloride, and he now just had an operation for a rare form of male breast cancer, and he's currently going undergoing a chemotherapy for those treatments. So there has been a lot that's been hidden from the mainstream media. There are still people getting sick. There are people displaced from their homes that don't want to go back to their contaminated homes down by the railroad tracks. My wife and I single-handedly raised over $100,000 for the people of East Palestine, the residents that were affected. And there were a lot of charities, a lot of fake charities that came in and nobody saw the money. There were also charities that were raised by very famous people, and not one resident saw any a penny from them. They went to do things such as beautify the park or make our town prettier while you have these chemicals in our land. And I would say that you can't pay your rent with flowers and you can't eat new park benches. So a lot of these people were out of work because of the derailment and displaced. So we've been doing everything we can. And it's not a state rep position. I'm going for the congressional representative. Bill Johnson, our congressional rep, had vacated his seat to take a position at Youngstown State University for the presidency. So he just left his seat open. And there are 3 Republicans vying and fighting for his seat. I'm the only true America First a MAGA Republican fighting for that seat. The others pretend to be because they jump on, the Trump. All they do is yell Trump, Trump, Trump. And I'm a Trump lover through and through. But they just pander to him to try to get an endorsement. I'm in it to win it. I built one of the largest chiropractic offices in the entire nation in my 30s. I know how to run a business. I know how to communicate. I know how to get things done. So I've been driving up and down with a big 8-foot sign in my truck and a PA system and endorsed by Ted Nugent on the side of my truck. People fist pumping me up and down the state as we drive down the highway, excited, taking pictures. I'm knocking on doors. I'm going to businesses. And I am going to shock everybody because I'm going to win this whole ball of wax. And I'm going to bring sanity and integrity back to Ohio and the nation. And we're going to give the world more TDS. That's Trump and Chai Derangement Syndrome when I win. I'm going to knock them on their ear.
I love that. And I have to say, so many of us sat back and we felt helpless because we wanted to help everybody in East Palestine and we wanted to do something. But when the government doesn't step in, you hear that phrase that Reagan said, I'm with the government and I'm here to help, except for when you really need it. So thank you for what you're doing and thank you for being bold and brave. I have a special affinity for chiropractors. I use them all the time. And I think I got sick and almost died from toxic mold. And one of the worst one of the worst things that happened was that when you have water infiltration, it's like a great mover. So whatever chemicals, whatever dirt and soil bacteria are in that, you know this, that's going to go through the soil, the ground, the trees, in the air. I can't even imagine what you're going through, what your families are going through. How can we, in about a minute, how can we help you?
Well, that's a good question. And I would say, you know, we collected water initially, and I had to stop that as soon as I ran for Congress. Here's how you can help. This is not self-serving. I'm a non-politician. The best way you can help is to donate to my campaign at rickchai.com, R-I-C-K-T-S-A-I. And here's why I'm saying that. All the residents and all the afflicted businesses here all endorse me. When the media leaves, they came again for our anniversary and they leave and nothing changes. We still get nothing from the government. We need somebody to stand up for East Palestine, Ohio, and the entire District 6 and the nation. And I will fight for them. And I'm not a one trick pony. I will take care of things all the way up and down our state on the eastern swath of where I'll be the rep. But I'm going to fight in Congress, too. And I'm going to fight for not justice. I'm going to fight for a reckoning for East Palestine for what happened here.
And they need it. Rick, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you and stay safe, stay healthy, and keep on fighting.
Thank you, Shemaine. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. You might not know about it, but check into 5G and EMF radiation sickness. It's a thing. And if you feel dizzy or headachy and you don't know why, it could be that EMF radiation could actually be making you sick. However, I come bearing fruit. I come with gifts and a solution for you. There's actually such a thing that will stop that, and it's silver woven clothing, and it can block EMF radiation and 5G from causing your body harm. Ted and I both have Faraday bags, and I've given a lot out to my friends, and they work. Unplug to recharge with Sparrow EMF protection. Just go to sparrowgear.com and use the code FAITH to get 10% off. That's sparrowgear.com, code FAITH. I promise you, you need this. And there's another thing that you need, and that's you got to have good water. I'm looking at my water. I already drank all of my Century water. You might not know, we had a guest on here talking about what happened in East Palestine, and we all know about that. Don't take what's in your water for granted. There could be a little arsenic, a little mRNA. Century H2O actually puts back in some healthy things into your water, and it takes out the volatile organic compounds and arsenic and everything else that is not good for your body. I found Century Wellness System, and it removes all of those toxins and enriches your water with healthier ingredients, and it's cheaper than buying plastic water bottles. Check out Century H2O and use the promo code HEALTHY10, centuryh2o.com, and the promo code is HEALTHY10 for a discount, and you want to get a discount. So today's society is becoming more monitored and controlled by the government every single day. And many people are feeling the watchful eye of Big Brother. And we did that during the COVID-19 pandemic. But one church's story is the perfect case in point. Calvary Church was sued for millions from the government for being accused of super spreading. Our federal government targeted Calvary Church through illegal geofencing using citizens' private cell phone data. Joining us live now to discuss, legal counsel for the group representing Calvary Church, Advocates for Faith and Freedom, Maria Gandero. Maria, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about geofencing.
Okay, so geofencing is typically a tool that law enforcement uses to track suspected criminals. So what it is these technology companies and the government, they put a virtual bound around a specific geographic location, and then they track the cell phone users going in and out of that that boundary using their location data on their cell phone. But the key here is that typically you have to get a warrant to be able to do this. You have to have probable cause of criminal activity. Here, we have law-abiding citizens going to church, not suspected of any criminal activity.
So how do they get away with doing that?
Well, they say that they did this for research purposes. They said that this was part of their enforcement measures to help them enforce the COVID-19 fines. And they had to do this to understand the effects of their COVID-19 orders so they can use this research for the future. But the reality is that they're just using that as a crutch. This should never be allowed, because if it doesn't stop here, what doesn't stop the government from tracking people going to a Trump rally or tracking people going to, a gun store? There will be no stop. There's absolutely no justification for the government to surveil private citizens in a private, intimate setting like a church.
It doesn't even make sense to me at all, but a lot of things don't make sense to me. So we're trying to go to church, we're trying to do something right, and they're coming after the church. How are you, what is the legal ramifications of what's happening at this Calvary Church?
Well, right now they are facing outstanding fines for continuing to hold church services during the COVID-19 pandemic and not enforcing masks. The county of Santa Clara County will still not drop those fines. So we have filed a counter lawsuit asking a judge to basically put aside those fines, as well as seeking to hold Santa Clara County accountable for what they've done to this church, for enforcing unconstitutional orders on this church, as well as surveilling private citizens.
It's despicable. And you look at people coming across the border, they're not wearing masks. And for them to keep going after innocent civilians is unthinkable. But on a separate note, you just wrapped up a case that ended in favor of parental rights at California School District. What can you tell us about that win?
Yes, so this was so monumental. We're representing a district, Temecula Valley Unified School District, who has a conservative majority right now. They passed a resolution preventing a critical race theory, as well as adopting a parental notification policy, which you would think would be pretty common sense, notifying parents of important developments with their children regarding their gender identity. Well, outside groups and unions sued the school district, trying to basically ask a judge to halt or prevent them from enforcing these policies. Well, we recently just got a state judge in California to side with us and hold that what the district did was constitutional. They were in their right, because local school districts have the authority to create policies for the people.
Wow. Well, continue, please, to stand up for the innocent. Thank you so much for what you're doing. How can people follow you and support you and your efforts?
Yes, so you can follow us at Advocates for Faith. You can support us going to faith-freedom.com. You can support us financially, also with prayers, volunteer work, following us, just staying informed on what we're doing, because this is a battle and we need a lot of people helping out with this.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. You too are truly an Esther, and we need more like you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, there is a fun fact that I want to share with you. Protein bars don't have to taste like cardboard. There is one that actually tastes great, and I eat one almost every day. It's called Kingdom Candy, and it's my new favorite on-the-go meal replacement bar with natural ingredients like spinach and kale and turmeric. But I'm telling you, I promise you, it tastes great. It's sugar-free, gluten-free, and zero trans fat. Go to shop.fmidr.com and use the code FAITH for a 15% discount. That's shop.fmidr.com and the code FAITH. We really do have to get involved. We have to support Patriot businesses like the ones that are advertising here on this show. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you guys want to do something, I'm serious, you really have to support the businesses, not just because it's for my show. It does take a village to put this show on. I want to thank Real America's Voice and Taylor and Linda and so many people who are helping us put this show together. I like having four different people for each show. And if you have an idea or you know somebody that might be a good guest, you can email me at shemaine.chat@gmail.com. That's shemaine.chat@gmail.com. Guys, they have successfully banned me on some social media and shadow banned me. So I'm so grateful for this platform. Thank you so much for joining me. God bless you. And as Esther 4:14 says, perhaps you were born for such a time as this.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.